The Money Show. The Markets.
Rudy Fonamarva, he is a portfolio manager at AdviceWorks. I've never seen bank shares do what they did today. We had declines. The conservative fallers were down 17%, but the big ones were down 25% on the day. I've never seen anything like it. And then, of course, there's Capitec, which was down 38% and dragged PSG down with it as well, Rudy Fonamarva. It feels like end of day stuff. We know it's not, but it feels like it.
Evening, Bruce. Yes, no, it really does. The banks have been absolutely hammered, you know, and this has been a very different period from other sell-offs we've seen over the years. You know, one models for all sorts of eventualities and stress test portfolios, and you've always prepared for things like massive unexpected change in interest rates or currencies or competition or legal issues or catastrophic management failure and the like, but something like this that comes along isn't really modeled for. It has such a very significant impact on companies' turnovers in such a short period of time. It's creating a massive amount of uncertainty, and obviously people's in a debt-stressed world, when people's ability to earn income becomes constrained, you know, the banks are exposed potentially.
I mean, Capitec, in an explanation, I think it came out late yesterday afternoon, was saying that counterparties to collar transactions are inclined to sell the underlying share when contracted limits are breached. A lot of this stuff is deeply technical. A lot of the stuff is triggered by contracts. It's triggered often with algorithms which enforce the sale of shares when prices decline below certain limits. One's got to say how much of this is real and how much of it, you know, is the stuff of madness, crazy. Innocent technology.
A very big piece, Bruce. Or certainly that the moves are extremely exacerbated by not only what's happening technologically, but also by the amount of gearing in markets. You know, there's a lot of the transactional activity which is relatively short term based and quite speculative, and a lot of that is based on borrowed money. People can get more exposure to the market if they gear up their exposure, so they use a portion of borrowed money to get exposure, so that and when that goes in the wrong direction, it means they need to get out very quickly, because otherwise the losses really become very painful. What increases those moves then is a lot of these very big automated trading systems. A lot of them are, and this is a global thing, or you know, are co-hosted at the exchanges to try and get information first and then pick up on market movements first, and they exacerbate those moves. So as soon as they see a share price coming under pressure, they will firstly pull all their buying orders out of the market so it looks even weaker, and then start pushing that ahead of the people that are trying to sell, and that makes the move far larger. You know, and when that panic sort of exhausts itself at the bottom of the cycle, they are then, of course, the first people to start buying and taking all the bids out of the market. So that makes the moves a lot larger than they would be, and they sort of do tend to feed on the emotional insecurity of people.
The Bank of England today cutting its rate to 0.1%, launching new quantitative easing. We've seen the European Central Bank launch new stimulus measures to help in the last couple of days. We've seen the US Federal Reserve take big steps to cut interest rates. Our own Reserve Bank today cutting interest rates today. And it feels like taking a bucket of water and throwing it at a forest fire, because the flames are just too big, and the water sort of turns to steam almost immediately.
It does a bit, Bruce. Yeah, they certainly, I think there are some positives to this. I'm not generally a big fan of intervention, but there's a massive liquidity hole that's been created by what's happened in markets in the last while, and they're certainly partially filling that, and I think it's very important that we retain confidence in the global banking system and the global financial system. Yeah. If people thought that banks are going to collapse, or if banks actually did start collapsing, that's really a sort of Armageddon-type situation. So it's very important that is done, and I think they're doing that very effectively at the moment. And I think we'll continue to support the banking system Which is very...
Thank you, Rudy. Sorry, Rudy van der Merwe. We must leave it there. He paused. Rudy van der Merwe, portfolio manager at AdviceWorks this evening on The Money Show. Just before I go to Eyewitness News, the funniest thing I have seen so far with respect to how people are coping, and this is an emotional coping rather than physically coping, but coping with the coronavirus outbreak, is a group of people outside an office building on my way in today with masks dangling like Santa Claus beards around their chins, taking a smoke break outside their building. I mean, keeping a respectful distance from each other because they're not stupid. But I suppose, you know, COVID-19 will kill you faster than lung cancer, but yeah, it was a sight to behold. Smokers outside with their masks, taking all precautions. You've got to calm your nerves somehow, I suppose.